أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه المنتجبين. السلام عليكم. I would like to share with you today and in 2 weeks' time from now to share the highlights, the key issues that are raised in Surah Al-Mulk. Surah Al-Mulk is a Meccan surah, probably towards the latter part of the Meccan period. And there are at least another 20 to 30 surahs, not too dissimilar from Surah Al-Mulk, which cover the attributes of Allah. It covers the issues of earth and heavens. It covers the issues of life, death, and the hereafter. So there are at least 7 key topics covered in this surah, which is only 30 ayahs long. Today I'll try to cover with you, share with you, the first 15 ayahs, and inshallah in 2 weeks' time we will complete the other 15 ayahs. There are at least a dozen surahs very similar to Surah Al-Mulk, such as Surah Al-Insan, such as Surah Al-Qiyamah, such as Surah Al-Rahman. They cover the same issues, more or less, with different emphasis. For example, Surah Al-Qiyamah, the emphasis is what comes after death. But it does touch upon also the meaning of human being, the purpose of human being, the purpose of this life, as well as heavens and earth. In this surah, you have quite a bit of emphasis on the earth, on nature, on aspects to do with us in this life and us interacting with it. So inshallah we will try to unpack it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you read the ayah and the translation, and I'll stop you and I'll make some comments.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tabarak al-ladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Blessed be he, in whose hands is dominion, and he over all things has power.
Hand implies power. In the Arabic culture, it implies that it is in my hand. Is it in your hand? Is the management? So here it implies he who has control, management, if you like, sovereignty over in the entire thing. Tabaraka is from the word baraka. Baraka means flowing grace, flowing grace. You know, there is a goodness that comes to you. You have done something good, you have had a good meal, you have slept well, you did your salat well. These are all barakas. But when it continues, we call it, this is an ongoing, or this is a baraka from Allah. So it's also a camel term, like at least a third of the Quranic term, their camel culture. The root of it is Baraka Jamal. The camel was made to sit down. That is what it meant. Meaning now you're going to make use of him in an ongoing way. Otherwise the camel usually is a fairly impatient. In its own way, it is not easy to deal with. Not everybody can, you know, it can be grouchy, it can bite, it can, unless it is calmed down and it is sitting down, you see. And it can calm down, you get baraka jamalu by aql, which means reason, by putting its, hobbling its knee. So mulk is a key word. Mulk implies kingdom, meaning ownership. Malikul bayt, he owns the house. Malik is a king. All of these terms are from the same. And an important word in this first ayah is qadir. Qudra, another name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There are at least 14 attributes of Allah in this short surah. Malik is one, Al-Qadir is one, Al-Latif, and then Al-Khaliq, and then Al-Razzaq, and Khabir, Al-Alim, Al-Rahman. All of them from the same surah. So Allah Azza wa Jal is prominently strung, or His quality is strung throughout these different ayahs. And as I said earlier, then emphasis is on earth and heavens, life and death, human beings, and akhirah. Bismillah.
الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. He who created death and life, that he may try which of you is best indeed, and he is the exalted in might of forgiving.
That's a very deep ayah. And there are many nuances in it. It says it is he. The ayah says it is he, الذي. خلق الموت والحياة, created, brought forth, because before the Big Bang there was no creation. There was only the nur of Allah without shadows of earth, heavens, and planets, and the upper and the lower. So the ayah declares it is He who has created. What? First word is that which is dead, mot. It is He who created that which is dead. It's very unusual. Then he says, and life. لِيَبْلُوكُمْ بَلَى is another important word. بَلَى يَبْلُو, to wear you down, to get you to run after it until you begin to reflect. What is the meaning of it? You ask most people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, they say, all right, we've been coping. But of course, soon after that, it becomes more and more difficult. Unless you have been awakened to your inner light. So as you get older and older, you are more joyful rather than miserable. Although most people become more miserable. Because illness sets in, difficulty sets in, people turn away from them. Who gives a damn? You know, 70-year-old fellow, there's no purpose, no use. You know, he neither helps you with your dunya nor most of the time also with akhirah. So they only complain about the children, the grandchildren. Nobody wants. Of course they don't want it. They're not stupid. You're not alive. Why should they spend their time there? So, how is this الذي خلق الموت? There are numerous other ayahs, and that is why you'll only begin to truly get the inner taste of Quran by Quran. Ayah number 28 in Surah Al-Baqarah, for example. كيف تكفرون بالله? How do you deny? How do you turn away from the light? How do you disbelieve? Kufr, all of these meaning. Cover is the same word, kufr. How do you deny Allah? وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا And you were dead. So it starts with that again. And you were dead. And then you came alive. فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ And then you will experience death in a personal way. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ And then you come to life again. ثم, and after all of that, إليه ترجع. So unless you take the Quran in its entirety, you will be puzzled. الذي خلق الموت is he who created death. The earth was dead when it was created. For billions of years it was death. There was no life in it. Then through the interaction of light and energy and stardust and so on, it began to exhibit the first sign of life only about 400 million years ago. What about all the billions of years it was dead? So this is why خلق الموت first created that which is inanimate. Then life comes into it. So that the highest form of life, which is us human beings, we are at all the time puzzled. What is the purpose of life? After all these years, you've qualified, you've got some skill, you've got a hope, you're a home, you have a wife, you have children. Are you happier? If you're not, then you are not imbibing, absorbing the original purpose of your life. Purpose of your life is to know more and more of the life giver. Yield more and more to the essence of life. whose representative is in you as your ruh. If you haven't come to know your ruh, then you are not following the prophetic teaching that he who knows himself knows his Lord. Man arafa nafsahu arafa rabbahu. Meaning, if you don't know yourself, you are a composite of a lower self, always in doubt, always uncertain, always insecure, and the higher self, ever secure, ever illumined, ever joyful, beyond the limitation of time and space. The ruh doesn't die. It is your body and your mind. If you have identified yourself only with your body and your mind, then of course you are weary and fearful of death as it is going to come to you. But the important part of you, the most important essence of you, your ruh, will carry on. How does it carry on? With a certain coloration of your biography. That is why after death you and I cannot act. We cannot change our mind. We cannot do something. It is now that you can. And the more you prepare yourself for that period in which you have no will anymore, the easier is your flight back again, as Allah describes, after that death, you come back to live in the barzakh, in the interspace, in that in-between the dunya and the akhirah, and then after that you return back to source, Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the more you prepare yourself joyfully, readily, cheerfully, accepting it with knowledge, the easier will be your life on this earth and your life after death. Bismillah.
الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. He who created the seven heavens, one above another, no one of proportion will thou see in the creation of Allah most gracious. So turn thy vision again. Seest thou not any flaw?
Now, I'd like to again refer Qur'an by Qur'an. And I use few ayahs. There are many other ayahs similar. But I'm only using few, so as if you like to refer to them, they're from Surah Al-Hadid. It starts by, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything in heavens and earth glorifies Allah. Meaning, following its program. Following how it has been designed. The ayah here says, it is he who created seven heavens layer after layer. The word seven, many of the commentators say it is part of the Arabic culture. Whenever you say seven, it means many. Equally 70. It means there are many layers or levels of heavens. This surah and many other ayahs in the Quran tell us the heavens that we see is the lowest of the layers, meaning the rest do not have physical manifestations. They are to do with energies and subtler energies. And that is why also we say there are layers of Kahut, Lahut, Jabarut, Malakut, and Mulk, level after level. So it doesn't matter whether this number means specific, you know, number seven as we count. But it tells us there are levels and levels of heavens, also levels and levels of earth. In Surah Al-Hadid, it says, لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To him belongs the mulk, ownership, control, sovereignty, governance of heavens and earth. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيدْ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Then, also, it is هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام. Now, it is not levels, it is periods. It says in six periods, six days. A day means a period. In meaning, again, it has come about in a manner that is got one level above other in time, also in space. So there are levels and periods in which earth and heavens have come about. And then the ayah in Surah Al-Hadid continues brilliantly to show us again a major, major, major attribute of the Creator. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء. The Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal, is the first because He is not subject to time. He is the last because for Him time and space are insignificant, do not exist except to create for our sake. And He is what appears from His qualities and batin, and what we do not know and we do not see. So we put things in perspective. Otherwise, we become too heavy in our, if you like, structured aspect of the deen. You need to have a structure. You need to have boundaries. Because we as human beings are bound also by birth and death. But we must realize that truth, Allah Azza wa Jal, is beyond boundary. He has created boundaries for us to begin to look on the horizons towards that which is boundless. Here specifically this ayah says, if you look back, if you look into it, مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوِلِ. You won't find any fault in Allah's creation. Otherwise, look back again. You and I are confronted with a difficult issue. We say, this is not good. Are you accusing the Creator for created in a faulty way? No. As a human being, you have an agenda. You want to have health. So you say, no, it's not good. My health is not good. But he said, look deeply into it. Next ayah.
ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ. Again, turn thy vision a second time.
Please repeat that.
Again, turn thy vision a second time. Thy vision will come back to see dull and discomforted in a state worn out.
It says, now look into the situation. Look at your illness. How did it happen? You overdid it, you overexcited, whatever, you had to excessive food or less this or more that. And so the system is reporting to you illness. It says, if you look inside it, you find perfection. That's what it means. First, you are announcing personal, if you like, situation that the thing is not good, thing is imperfect. But if you look inside it, you find perfection. The germs were there all the time, the viruses, we have billions of viruses in the body, and now that the immune system was weak, they took over. How can you say this is not perfect? You see, so you do not deny the outer situation. This man is performing acts which are not conducive for the community. But you look inside it, you find his birth was rotten, the parents were dysfunctional, the society rejected him. As a baby, he was shunted here and there, so he'll turn out to be a criminal. Look inside the case, you will see natural perfection. But as human being, you have to also respond to imperfections. But you will be clumsy if you don't read the inside. That is why also even in the health system, we try to read the inside. What the blood tells us, what the emotions tell us. Do you have a lot of headaches? So that you eradicate the sickness at its root, not just treat the symptoms. Equally, in society, what is the use of just treating the symptoms, putting them in prison? If the root is not being helped, we will produce in future more and more criminals.
وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. And we have adorned the lowest heaven with lamps, and we have made such lamps as missiles to drive away the evil ones, and have prepared for them the penalty of the blazing fire.
This is only the description of the heavens that we can refer to. All the 100 billion galaxies. And every galaxy has over 100 billion stars. And here all what we have amongst us here is the solar system, one star, which is the sun, and a few turning around it, in, usually in elliptical forms, all of the other planets. So this is the lowest heaven, Quran tells us.
وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. For those who reject the Lord, is the penalty of hell, and evil is such destination.
So, we experience small hells here. Disturbances in the work, with your partners, with your family, with others. Oh, I didn't know. But we are all basically, essentially, thinking, reflecting animals. And we will respond often like a dog and like a wolf and like a... Imam Shafi'i says, وَجُلُّهُمُ إِذَا مَعَنْتَ فِيهِمْ حَمِيرٌ أَوْ كِلَابٌ أَوْ ذِئَابٌ. He has a beautiful line of poetry on this issue, Imam Shafi'i رضي الله عنه. He says, and most people, if you look into their motive in their worldly pursuit, they're either like dogs barking, saying, no, I should have got that before him. Donkeys carrying all the time home, is it to please this and to please that? And at the end, you know, you'll never be able to please anyone. Or wolves. And if you don't believe me, go to business people's meetings and clubs, and you see how right he was.
إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور. When they are cast therein, they will hear the terrible drawing in of its breath, even as it blazes forth.
This is only a reference of the آخر. Continue.
تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير. Almost bursting with fury, every time a group is cast therein, keepers will ask, did no warner come to you?
This word is very important, nadir. Indar is to be warning. It is like la ilaha illallah. First, don't. First, the warning. Then the good news. If you accept the warning, you've put boundaries, you within your own self, say, I'm sorry, I will not do this, I do not want that. Put yourself, you know. Otherwise, if you do not start with the outer bounds, you will never end up in your inner at the horizon of boundlessness. Next slide. No.
قَالُوا وَلَقَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ. They will say, yes indeed, a warning did come to us, but we rejected him and said, God never sent down any message. You are nothing in nothing but an vicious delusion.
Here I have many, many ayahs in the Quran that back this order, this hierarchy. First is the warning. First you hear. Then you respond. Say, no, I will not do that because I want to have a good time. I want to have contentment. I want to have happiness that lasts. Not just a little pleasure and then pay for the rest of the year for the as the displeasure. The ayahs, for example, regarding the prophetic mission. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna arsalnaka shahidan. We sent you as a witnesser to see the people, to see how everybody wants the same, but they're not pursuing the right path. Shahidan is a witnesser. See, all human beings, all the children of Adam, want goodness that lasts. They want reliability. They want, in every way, security. But the world is not based, in its material sense, on security. Security ultimately lies in your own heart. Then arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran. Give them the good news that you and I and everyone is seeking the same thing. We're seeking the sacred light. But in your own heart lies your ruh. And your ruh is min amri rabbi. It's a flash of that sacred light. So you need to respond to it. Not respond only to your mind and your memory and all of your clever foxiness. All of the animals are in us. The fox and the wolf and the dog and the donkey and the... If we respond to that, then you are overcome by the inner zoo. If you respond to the light in your heart, then you are with the basking at the horizon of the creator of all creation, including all the animals. So, to hear and to use your mind and then to refer to your heart and to bask in the light which is within your heart. And that is why throughout our deen, the business is first have a clear body. Care for your donkey. Make sure it is reasonably healthy. Then care for your mind so that it is clear. Ultimately, it is the quality of your heart. Because within that heart lies your ruh. If the heart has been purified by willingness to give that which is not yours, which is your own lifespan, willingness to be ready to move into the next phase. That is why the entire business is to do with the turning point of life and death. That turning point from one phase of consciousness. In the womb, you were not conscious of this world. You didn't know that you have to work and you have to eat and you have to go to the bath and you sleep. The fetus for 9 months had no idea. It did not have this consciousness. By birth, that is turning point into the earthly consciousness. With death is a turning point into post-death consciousness. There are different levels of consciousness. So they are this turning point. It's not a big deal. He died, well, now he knows, or she knows. And you and I will come to the same point. No matter who you are, you will, and I will, and every human being will taste that turning point in consciousness, which we call death. It's not a big deal. Are you ready for it? If you are ready any minute, then it will not come to you as a shock. If you are postponing it, delaying it, scared of it, then of course it will come to you as a shock.
They will further say, had we but listened or used our intelligence, we should not be amongst the companions of the blazing fire.
The key words is sam' and aql. Hear, which means respond, because you may hear something you don't know. If it is gibberish, it doesn't make sense to you, you just have it. But nasma' is after hearing, responding, and then aql. Contain yourself. Use your intellect. Aql is reason and intellect. Is to tether yourself, because again, it's a camel language. Tether yourself. Say, no. Why am I doing that? Why am I eating so much or less? Or why am I not complying with medication? Why? Put yourself within the boundaries of aql. The origin of aql was the number of camels that were used for blood money, to contain blood. Otherwise, every tribe will be killing every other tribe forever. So the origin of aql is ma'aql. Ma'aql is now used as a detention center. That's why our despotic rulers, they have big ma'aqals. Same word is the detention center. It was where the number of camels which was going to be given to the tribe that had its members killed by this tribe, equivalent for them to accept and stop shedding blood. That is the root of aql. It's now translated as mind, reason, or any other equivalent, based, so to speak, on the physical brain. But it really means that which is going to maintain appropriate boundaries.
They will then confess their sins, but far will be forgiveness from the companions of the blazing fire.
See, brilliant. The Quran takes you to the next life. It puts us into life after death. And says, why are we in this miserable state of hell? Says, because we did not hear, we did not aql, we did not use intellect, reason, you see. And that is what connects human beings all over the world. Use your reason. Is it the right place? Is it the right time? So the Quran takes us in an urgent way to our, if you like, state after death. It says, you did not do it then. Now you are burning, you see.
As for those who fear the Lord unseen, for them is forgiveness and a great reward.
The key word here is khashya, and the other one is ghaib. Khashya is cautious awareness. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to do something now that I regret for 10 years or for more time. I want to benefit. I don't want only to have success. I want to be with the light of triumph. I want to be with the light of victory at all times. And that is your ruh. Your ruh is ever victorious because it will not die. Allah is ever triumphant. So I want to refer to Allah's measures so that I don't suffer. If not, I will regret it. If I don't regret it in this life and correct my ways, then I will suffer forever after death.
إنه عليم بذات الصدور. Whether you hide your word or publicly, he certainly has full knowledge of the secrets of all hearts.
Here it implies our intentions, our actions, our path. Whether you hide it or not, you pretend you are this great person of piety, knowledge, sincerity. It does not matter whether you hide it or you don't. Allah knows it. Your ruh knows it. In fact, you know it. So who are you hiding from? Don't hide your lower self from your higher self. Don't pretend. Be honest and be open. Say, look, I was fearful. I was in a bad state and I made this mistake. Please excuse me. Allah is the ever forgiver. But if you don't open it up, it will pass up and it will eventually end up being cancerous, ulcerous, and all of the others. Because you have not been completely open and frank. It is for that reason you need to have brothers whom you trust, that you can open up. Say, look here, I was silly, I did that. I thought I can buy others through money because I could buy my power and so. Now I know it is not. It will only help for those who are superficial. But in truth, if it is not based on love and unconditional generosity, it will not take me anywhere.
أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Should he not know he that created, and he is the one that understands the finest mysteries and well acquainted with them.
Again, two beautiful attributes, اللطيف. أَلَا يَا لَطِيفُ يَا لَطِيفُ. Attribute of Allah, the most subtle. And خَبِير, he who knows all. He who has all the wisdom. He who has all the expertise. Don't you know it is he who created you? Has all those attributes.
وَالَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ظَلُولًا تَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورُ. It is he who has made the earth manageable for you. So traverse ye through its tracks and enjoy of the sustenance which he furnishes, but unto him is the resurrection.
Here again Allah tells us, look, this earth you are in has its own natural ways, and it's beautiful. See its beauty, see its majesty, travel along it, but do not leave huge footprints. Do not disturb things. In the prophetic teaching, we have a great deal of interaction with nature so that we don't disturb the ecology. We mustn't kill the bird that is singing. It says, on the day of judgment, this bird will say, why did he kill me? For his enjoyment and his sport, and I was singing Allah's praise. But unless we live our deen, it becomes a Jum'ah situation. Once in a while we go there and we greet each other and we don't know what we are saying and whether it's coming from our hearts or a disturbed head. So the entire business is about being aware of the sacred presence, the earth and the heavens, and human beings, and our inner, and our outer, and this life and death, all of them combined. Inshallah, next time we continue the next 15 ayahs of this glorious surah. Wassalamu alaikum.